Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Fox. I thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process there where we walk by faith and not by sight into the destiny, the call, and the purpose of God. It is the place where we see the manifestation of God's power, His will, and His word alive in us, moving us from height to height, depth to depth, faith to faith, glory to glory. And this process is a process where we see our lives become salt. We see the light of who He is manifested in such a way that someone else is touched by our life, someone else is touched by who we are. The word of God in us causes them to be encouraged, that they will continue to go through the process and not faint, not get weary, but see the manifestation of God in their life, taking them to a place that they never, ever, ever in their life imagined that they could go to, but God Himself has called and ordained them to. We've been looking at this unlikely place of blessings. We started off with the book of Esther, seeing the unlikely place of blessings where God blessed her in exile, not only her, but caused her cousin Mordecai and the nation of Israel to be established and blessed. And we saw the government of God and the kingdom being established through the rule of Esther with the king. We also looked at the book of Genesis and saw Joseph's life, saw the unlikely place of blessing, saw how God sent him ahead of time so that he could solve the problems for the nation of Israel and be a blessing not only to the nation, but also to a kingdom that did not know their God and saw the hand of God in their life and saw God's faithfulness. We looked at also an unlikely place of blessing dealing with a character flaw, a character issue with the life of Jacob, and we saw how God changed him as he took him through the process of being blessed in his mother's womb to be the chosen one, to be the father of many nations with his 12 sons, and we saw how God established him and changed him and changed his character. Now we're looking at the book of David, and we're looking at being prepared for leadership and how God takes someone and prepares them for leadership after he has taken someone else down. So go with me as we go back into the word of God, looking at 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter. And we're going to go over that and go into even more looking at the life of David and before he became king and how God prepared him. We looked yesterday and we saw that Saul had disobeyed God, and he had done this in his own flesh through his own pride, trying to establish his own self instead of doing it God's way. And I said before that this is an issue of character. This is a character issue, because we see and understand that as Saul was being chosen as king, when he was called on to go before the people, he hid himself. So there was an issue inside of him that said that he was little, that he was nothing, that he hid himself from the people when he was called out to be their king. Even so, we see that he himself was the tribe that was a disadvantage because he was the smallest tribe. So he himself did not see himself as great. He didn't see himself as a man of God. He didn't see himself in the light that he should have been in. And because of that, that issue shows up when he begins to rule the people of God. He chose to do what the people wanted instead of what God wanted. And then the issues of his own pride, because the Bible lets us know when he should have killed the Amalekites, he built an altar and it was honoring himself, not God, because God, he had not done what God had told him. He had not completed the assignment. And when he's questioned by Samuel, he then justifies his actions and says, I did what God told me to do. Isn't that enough? But that was not the issue. The issue was his heart, his character, and places in his life that had not been healed. You have to be very, very careful that you let God heal you from the past issues before you begin to move in leadership and those things arise in your leadership stance, your leadership ability. You don't want to damage God's people because of unhealed issues in your own life, and you also don't want to get in trouble with God because you're not allowing His will to be done and you're doing your will. And we understand that as Samuel was walking away from Saul, he tore his robe, which let us know that the Lord let him know that the kingdom had been torn away from him. There are some things that even when we try to hold on to them, and God has already said, that's it, you will not have this, he will tear it from our grasp, he will tear it from our hands, so we will no longer be able to reach it, walk in it, manifest it, and have that the anointing or the flow of that any longer. And when God does that, he's basically telling you, my decision is final.
I've decided, and that's it. I'm not changing my mind when it comes to this. It's already been torn from you. There are many people that God has already set down in heaven, even though they have not been set down in the earth, or the evidence of them being set down is not visibly seen, but heaven has already set them down because they will not do the will of God. They will not follow God's plan. It is their plan. It is their purpose. They're doing it their way. But whenever you know that you are not your own, that you don't belong to yourself, that you belong to God, you understand you can't do it your way. And that's what happened with Saul. Saul forgot that he was not like these other pagan kings who can make any decision and do anything that they want. He was the sovereign God of heaven was king over him, was Lord over him. And he had to follow God's plan, not his plan, and do it God's way. When Samuel knew that the king of the Amalekites was not killed, he requested and said, bring this king to me. And the Bible says that Samuel dashed him into pieces. He fulfilled what Saul would not fulfill. Whenever you do not do what God is saying, the work of what he's saying is going to be done. He will use someone else to do it. But we want to be in right standing, right relationship with God, and right obedience with God, so that everything that he requires of us, we do it in power. We do it in authority and anointing, and we do it exactly like he said, so that his will be done. The king thought that there was going to be peace, thought that everything was over, the bloodshed was over, but Samuel reminded him, he said, the same way that your sword has made women childless, so your mother is going to be childless today. She's going to be a mother that is childless because I'm getting ready to put you to pieces, put you to death. There are certain things in our lives that God is commanding us to put to death, to make sure it does not reproduce, to make sure that it does not rear its head ever again. Samuel is making sure that the rule of this king, that the authority of this king never is shown up again, that it stops with the king, that it is not reproduced. There are things in our life that God would tell us to destroy and never let live ever again. And we've got to be willing to go there. We've got to be willing to dash it to pieces, that it never has an opportunity to rule its head in our life, to live in our life again, to be in our life. So we have to make sure everything we do when we are lining up to the will of God, that we allow the voice of God to speak distinctly and precisely to us in every area. Do not hide from God. Give him every issue, every concern, every care, even the past things that you think you might have gotten over, but you really are not over. Talk to the Lord about those things because he's there to heal you and deliver you if you allow him. But you've got to be willing to let him have it. Once that healing process begins, then you have to allow God to teach you all over again how to live, how to think, how to act, how to react, how to respond to people, how to be around certain people, how to love people, how to treat people. He has to deal with you and train you all over again how to act outside of the place of your injury, of your wound, of your disappointment, of your rejection, of that place of low self-esteem. Whatever it is, let God re-teach you so that you don't have a soul issue, that you live for the praise of the people because you yourself don't know who you are, that you don't know your identity, that you don't know the person who God has called you to be and what you've been called to be in him, knowing that the fulfillment of all of this is in him, that he's going to do it, and you're secure in him, not in yourself, in him. When you become secure in yourself, then you're trying to do the work yourself. But when you know that God himself has done this, called you to it, and you're secure in him, and everything in your life, you've given it to him, you've presented it to him, and you've allowed his will to be done, then you're able to see the manifestation of power because you're not depending on your flesh or the praise of people or what the opinion of people. You're depending solely on God. That is the thing that you have to understand. Once Saul has killed the king, he then leaves. And once Samuel has killed the king, he leaves Saul, and then he does not see Saul again until the day of his death. He's basically letting him know, God has rejected you, and I have rejected you. I'm not having fellowship with you any longer. I'm not going to be in your presence any longer. You will not hear me speak over you anymore because God has rejected you. Therefore, I cannot speak life to you any longer. In the 16th chapter, we see that David, we're coming to the place where David is getting ready to be anointed. And what's happening is the Bible says that David is a man after God's heart, and we want to be people after God's heart. We want to pant after the things of God, that no matter what we've been called and commissioned to do, no matter what we are or who we are in life, we bring praise and honor and glory to God in the smallest place, in the smallest position, to the greatest. No matter what it is, if we have the heart of God, we think like God, and we have the heart that beats after him, what God is passionate about, what God wants to see, that's what we're doing. Even if we're just in charge of being over children, over a mother, a wife, whatever it is, it's important because every single one of us has a purpose. Everyone is created with a purpose and a plan. It's up to us to understand the purpose that we've been created for, walk in that purpose and fulfill it and then enlarge it every time we get the opportunity for more, for God to do greater in our lives. Once we do that and we understand that, the heart of God is going to beat passionately in us because we're going to want to fulfill everything that he says in the earth so he can be glorified. This is the type of king David was. He was a king that had God's heart. He had God's heart. He wanted what God wanted in the earth. That's what we have to want. The Bible lets us know that David also was a man of faith, extraordinary faith. And David was also later the one that would be contribute to the worship to the Lord. He would plan a building, but he would not build the building. He would not build it. His son would build it. But his heart's desire was to build God a temple, so that God could come in and worship. What he felt when he worshiped God, he wanted everybody else to feel it. He wanted everybody else to experience and encounter it. And that's what we have to understand. Our life should be a worship unto the Lord in such a way that we want everybody to feel what we feel, have what we have, know what we know about our God. And it shouldn't be just a building. It should be a lifestyle that gives praise, honor, and glory to the Lord. The Bible lets us know that in 2 Chronicles 28 and 11 and 2 Chronicles 29 and 2, that David also wrote many of the Psalms that we see in the book of Psalms. He wrote them unto the Lord. He wrote them bearing out his heart, even in the times of his failure. But he praised God. He was a worshiper and a praiser unto the Lord. And our lives should speak that we will worship God no matter what. God speaks to Samuel in the midst of the place that he's at, in the state that he's in the condition of where he's at. Samuel has been mourning for Saul for such a long time, and God will allow us to have our moment, our season of mourning. But then there's a period where he says, that's enough, get up, it's time to move on. And God spoke to him where he was, to that place of mourning and sadness and depression, and said, okay, get up, it's time to start fulfilling the next assignment. It's time for you to go on. And you've got to understand, no matter what disappointments happen in your life, whatever happened that didn't look like the way that you thought or where you planned it or the way that you saw it in your mind, it does not matter. You have a season to be sorry. You have a season to mourn. Like the book of Ecclesiastes says, there's a time and purpose for everything under the sun. There is a season for you to be sorrowful and to mourn, but you cannot remain in that place. If you stay in that place, the conditions of that place now becomes the surroundings of your mind, your habits, your attitudes, your actions, and your deeds. And you'll be stuck in a place that God never intended you to stay there. The years will go by, time will go by, but you will still be in the same predicament mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and even sometimes relationally in your life. So God will not allow you to stay stuck in a place where you're not fulfilling the assignment. He talked and spoke to Samuel and said, come on, get up. I'm questioning you. How long are you going to stay here and mourn for Saul, seeing that I've already rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. You've got to fulfill the assignment of God. That's all the time I have today in this 15-minute empowerment of and I pray that you've been encouraged and that you have been filled and that you are moving in the direction of moving forward regardless of what you've gone through, and that you receive the salvation of the Lord, the healing of the Lord, the deliverance of the Lord in your life. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thacker. Thank you so much for joining me for Favorite Life, the Process of There. Have a blessed and wonderful day. We'll be back tomorrow for another 15-minute segment. And I know that you are more than a conqueror and you can do all things because God has already assigned purpose to you. Have a blessed day.